Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents In the Mountains of Madness, The Life, Death, and Extraordinary Afterlife of H.P. Lovecraft by W. Scott Poole. Narrated by Tim Campbell. One need not be a chamber to be haunted. One need not be a house. The brain has corridors surpassing material place. Far safer of a midnight meeting external ghost than its interior confronting that cooler host. Far safer through an abbey gallop, the stones a chase, than unarmed one's a self encounter in lonesome place. Emily Dickinson. The motor chewed up a whole roll of film as the flash angrily slashes out at the prevailing darkness, ultimately capturing this dark form, vanishing behind a closing door. Mark Z. Danielewski, House of Leaves. Part 1. The Night Gaunts. I think I went mad then. Howard Phillips Lovecraft wrote these words at his window desk in the quickly fading heat of the summer of 1917. The smooth roll of a fountain pen on paper, mingled with provoking street noise entering the window at 594 Angel Street in Providence, Rhode Island. The slender 26-year-old found these human sounds excessively bothersome. A decline in family fortune forever separated him from the quiet Victorian dignity that money could buy. He sometimes fantasized about becoming deaf and retreating forever into his interior worlds.